My name is Jill Wolf. I am 37 years old. Today is June 1st, 2017. I am at the Chicago Cultural Center, and my relationship to my partner is friend and fellow advocate.
Hello, my name is Larry Holmes. I'm 63 years old. Today is June the 1st, 2017. I'm in Chicago. I'm sitting among friends.
My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today's date is June 1st, 2017. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center in Chicago, Illinois. And I am here with my friends and fellow advocates.
Larry, I am so excited to be sitting in front of you. 9 months ago, about this time, I saw a picture of a handsome man with a bald head and some really, really fascinating eyes sitting, staring at me. And it was an article about Hep C. And it was about how people couldn't get access because of certain reasons. And it pictured you. And I'm sitting in front of you right now. So I'm real, real excited about that. I'm curious if you knew the day that you shared the story, or maybe the reporters came in and videoed you, because you're on video as well. I'm curious if you know the impact that you made that day of being on the Trib.
I had no idea I made an impact, but I did get my medicine a couple of months later. So he called me and told me I had been, I was eligible.
Tell me first, why couldn't you get, what do you mean you couldn't get your medicine? Like, what's going on here?
Well, the last time I mentioned this, they didn't put it in there, but I was at the clinic and everyone with medical cards and they treated everyone like they were peasants, poor people. Mm. I mentioned the governor, and public aid refused to medicate us. And I saw this guy. He was almost dying. They medicated him. So I thought, well, I got to be almost dead before I get the medication. And I spoke to a couple of people, and I got to speak to the photographer, and I made a statement, and they printed it. A couple of months later, I got the medicine. I'm 12%. I'm almost cured.
Yeah.
Well, 12 minus. I am cured.
You're 12 weeks post-treatment.
Right, and that was 3 months ago. I'm finished with my medicine. Mm-hmm. Just waiting to go in and get the results.
Tell me about this medicine. What did it mean to you to get or not get this medicine?
Well, first of all, it's for 30 days. It's $40,000 a bottle. They had to give me 3 bottles. Mm-hmm. There's no way I could have afforded that. And I'm really grateful for you guys give me an opportunity to speak and to be able to get my medicine.
Yeah. Your medicine for what? Tell me what this is
hepatitis
all about.
Hepatitis C.
And today you're cured of hepatitis C. You don't
correct.
Have it today.
It's a liver disease.
Yeah. Well, and even, you know, the situation for you that came up is you were somewhere that you were supposed to go. You were seeing a doctor and you were in a clinic, but you couldn't get the medication, even though you were doing what you were supposed to do.
That clinic doesn't accept medical cards, county care, or any of that. They do now.
Why do you think now? I see a big smile on your face.
I think I had a lot to do with that.
I think you're right.
And you guys posted my interview, and someone saw it.
So let's talk a little bit. The impact of the interview in September, one of the impacts was you got your medication that you couldn't get before, right?
Correct.
Do you know, beyond you and beyond your smiling liver today, do you know what other impacts maybe have happened because of that?
Yes, everyone comes to the clinic now, gets the medicine.
Not everyone, but way more people than before.
Just about.
So can you tell me some of the things that went through your head before that reporter or photographer came over?
First of all, that was a bad experience for me. And by me being poor, what you call the rich, the middle class, can get this medicine, but the poor people can't. And that's the whole thing about this Obamacare that's going on now. Mm. The rich people don't want to see the poor people get well. Mm. They treat us like peasants. Last time I did the interview, they didn't put peasants in there. And I wanted to make sure that the people listening know that they really do treat us like peasants because we don't have money. But we are human also.
Yeah.
And everyone needs help.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, one thing that fires me up, Larry, and I'm not a statistics person by any means. I'm a social worker. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. That stuff doesn't ring to me. But what rings to me is this. Okay, I look at you, and I think you say you're 63, right?
Yes.
A 63-year-old black man. Okay, here's what I can tell you. 1 in 10 black men in your age range have Hep C. 1 in 10. 10%. That's huge. Okay, of that 10%, about 50% of them don't know that they have Hep C. And when we look at what's going on in our world with addiction, you know, you talk about hippies and stuff like that, right? There's still a lot of hippies around. Young, old, you name it. And a lot of drug use happening. Some people have addiction. Some people don't. But the fact is that a lot of people are unnecessarily going to die from a disease that we could cure. And that makes me angry. And maybe it's a luxury. It was really interesting when you said earlier, you have a luxury. Being angry is a luxury. I guess I have a luxury to be angry because I see you and I just see opportunity. And I just get really excited because how can we together save this world of these men that don't know what's going on and who have families who are going to be impacted as well?
Well, we can't save the world, but we can save a few. So we'll get out there and do the best we can. That's all we can do.
Larry, I can't think of much more to really ask. I feel really grateful and humble to be sitting here with you. And I look forward to seeing what we create together and getting some men or people or communities into your barber chair as we talk about hair and hepatitis or something. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.